Drive Time Today is brought to you as a public service from Leone McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. Christian Mower here, and I'm talking with Suzette Endelicato, the Senior Director of Advocacy and Support of Starting Point, a local nonprofit dedicated to helping victims of domestic violence. Now, what exactly is Starting Point?
So Starting Point is the domestic and sexual violence agency that provides support and services to victims living in or around Carroll County, New Hampshire. We offer a variety of different services for individuals. We do have an emergency shelter, but we are a much bigger organization in that we provide about 800 people a year with support through our 24-hour support line, support groups, working with them through the court process, the civil court process of restraining orders, and supporting them through the criminal justice process. In addition, we provide prevention education programs in the schools, and we work with our local partners to help make sure that people know how to make a referral to Starting Point, but also how to make sure that individuals can be supported in their own process. So, for example, with the police department, we have a close relationship with them in supporting individuals who are victims of crime and working with local law enforcement. Newest example of this would be our Lethality Assessment Project, which is a project with law enforcement, again, throughout the county, where individuals who are at greatest risk of being seriously injured or killed are asked a series of 11 survey questions, and then they're connected with a local crisis center if they answer yes to the pre-assigned questions. And what we're hoping to do is we're hoping to connect more individuals to Starting Point and taking away the barrier of reaching out on your own, because what we know is that it takes people somewhere between 9 and 12 times of being referred to Starting Point before they will reach out, the fear of the unknown or what Starting Point does. So one of the things that's really important to understand about Starting Point is that we're really here to support individuals in their own process. We don't tell people what to do. We offer them information and support so that they can make the best decisions for themselves.
All right. Now, if you know someone who is a victim of domestic violence, what can you do to help them?
So I think the first thing that you can do is just talk to them about your concerns. I know that that seems like it's this insurmountable mountain. But the reality of just saying to them, I'm concerned that I saw your partner do this, or, I just want to let you know that I've heard about Starting Point, and, I'd be willing to go with you if you'd like to talk to somebody. It's those conversations that we know that come from friends and family that are the best resources to Starting Point or someone else who's used our services, because it's the unknown, right? I'm much more likely to think that my family and friends who have concerns for me, that those are really reflective of what's going on in my relationship. And so we really want people to understand that the best thing they can do is just to say to their friend, I'm concerned. I love you, and if there's anything I can do to help you, I want to do that.
Now, what are some things you shouldn't do if you're trying to help a victim?
So the things that you shouldn't do are make assumptions, first of all. When you talk to somebody and you talk specifically about the things that you've seen or witnessed, but we don't make assumptions about what other things that are going on. The next piece is to really respect the person's decisions. And that can be really hard. If my niece was in a relationship and I knew it was violent, I'd want her to leave, of course. But being able to respect that she needs to make that decision for herself is the only way it's going to be successful. And so those things about not asking people to do things that they can't do or forcing someone to leave a relationship when they're not ready and making decisions for them. So, if you have concerns about somebody that you love and care for, reaching out for support for yourself is just as important, because you'll be the best helper if you yourself have had a chance to talk to somebody and figure out what it is you might want to say to your friends.
Now, if you are a victim and you're listening to this right now, how are some ways you can get help?
So Starting Point has numerous ways for individuals to reach out to us. So our 24-hour support line is 800-336-0000. 3795, and that's an answering service that you will receive a phone call back within 10 minutes. We also have our website, which is startingpointnh.org, and you can, there's an Ask an Advocate question you can email through that system. And then our office number, you know, Monday through Friday between 8 and 4 o'clock, somebody's at the office, and our number is 447-2494.
Now, say someone really wants to help you guys. Is there a way for them to volunteer?
Yes, there are. So, you know, Starting Point is a very small organization. We have 4 full-time staff individuals, and we really rely on our volunteer pool. And our volunteer pool is approximately 20 people big, and so those individuals provide a variety of support. And so we offer volunteer training twice a year, and we'll be having another one come up in the spring. So if people are interested in providing support by working with individuals, there's always that way. But the other thing is that there's a lot of other ways to be involved with Starting Point. And so you might have a special talent, or you might like to cook, you know, and maybe you make dinner for our shelter guests one night a week. There's not necessarily a definite way that you can help Starting Point. There are a lot of different ways. And so we really encourage people to give the office a call and let's talk about, you know, how you think you can help Starting Point. And we'd love to make another community partner.
All right. Thank you very much. Is there any other information you'd like to get out there?
I guess what I would just say is that it's really important that people understand that domestic violence is the fault of the perpetrator, and that that individual is the only one that can be held accountable for their decisions, and that victims every day make decisions about how they're going to survive and stay safe. And ultimately, when we're facing a murder-suicide, a lot of the questions come up around, why didn't she leave? Why didn't we do those things? And I want to make sure people understand that no matter what the individual victim or survivor did or didn't do is not where the focus is. The focus is on what this individual did and his choice to use violence to murder the mother of his children. And when we're looking for blame, to use our anger and use our frustration at focusing on his behavior and not asking those questions about why didn't she leave.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Have a good day.
You too. Drive Time Today is brought to you as a public service from Leone, McDonald & Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.